KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. There's a lot of spectacular stuff in the latest Star Wars that will feed the planet's appetite for a new episode, but The Last Jedi lives most vividly in two of its women, Leia Organa, who's played by Carrie Fisher for the last time, and Daisy Ridley's Rey, the former scavenger of unknown parentage, who's the story's driving force. Unswerving in her courage and touching in her simplicity, Rey has the most moving line. I need someone to show me my place in all of this. It's an irresistible invitation for us to care in a narrative that mixes, not always successfully, stirring moments and sensational action with angst and grim conflictedness on a galactic scale. Rian Johnson directed with great resourcefulness from his own screenplay. The film starts where The Force Awakens left off. The rebels are in full retreat. Rey has discovered Luke Skywalker as a monkish hermit on a faraway island of a really faraway planet. The question is, what comes next? Will Luke return to the cause he once championed and become its savior? That's only the most pressing question, and pressing is putting it mildly, since the hateful First Order under its supreme leader Snoke, Andy Serkis, digitally uglified once again, is about to obliterate what's left of the rebel fleet. Snoke's regal black and red chamber looks like a musical set from the glory days of MGM. The movie explores the shattered relationship between Luke and his nephew, the malefic warrior Kylo Ren, who's played by Adam Driver. Time is stretched to explore the drama of grabbing a gizmo to push a button to drop a payload of bombs on an enemy dreadnought, and stretched again when Laura Dern's Vice Admiral Holdo takes equally explosive action. At other points in the 152-minute film, time should have been compressed and wasn't. The storytelling bogs down in a middle section having to do with finding a code cracker who can gain access to an enemy destroyer. Kylo's inner conflicts are central to the plot, but they leave him looking awfully mopey for long periods of time as he struggles to resolve them. Those who live by the lightsaber should live by it rather than talk about it. The eighth episode of the franchise will be thrilling for the faithful, though the answer to one of its big questions seems disappointing, and generously entertaining for the rest of us. After 40 years of rooting for Mark Hamill's Luke to prevail, it's a shock and an affecting one to see him looking like Moses come down from the mountain and sounding like a philosopher king. Rian Johnson's script gives us someone new to root for, a round-faced maintenance worker named Rose, and his direction gives us a grand finale that's truly grand, though hardly final. The Last Jedi may not have been seen. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with reviews.